You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Passage today is from Hebrews 9, the second part of verse 26 to the end. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for a man to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. So the context of this passage is Christ, the high priest, who brings his blood into the temple and to purify us. It's a one-time sacrifice. That's the point of these several chapters in Hebrews, is Christ is this unique priest, the priest after the order of Melchizedek, this high priest that comes in to the temple, to the holy place, bringing not his own blood as the sacrifice. So it's a meditation on that, and of course it's a worthy thing to reflect on. But in this particular part of the passage, it talks about his appearing again. It says, he will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. There are a couple of parallel passages, 2 Timothy 4, Titus 2, that talk about longing for his appearing. And there's a temptation, of course, for many, a very common one, to say, yes, I want to see him come again, and frankly, I'd like to know when. That's really important to me, and how he's going to come, and am I going to be one of those left behind? How's this all going to work? Is he coming next October? I don't think that's the point of the scripture here at all. In fact, the eagerly waiting for his appearing has much more to do with our internal orientation than it does when is he actually going to come? Is it going to be in my lifetime? And if I know, is that a good thing? We were talking in our house last night about, if you knew the Lord was coming today, would you change what you're doing? And one of the brothers said, well, maybe I wouldn't bother to get the oil changed in the car. Okay, yeah, we get that. That does make some sense. But in another sense, you ought to be doing and living every day doing the things that you would do, even if you knew that the Lord was going to come again or that you were going to go home and be with the Lord. Would you still love your brothers and sisters? Would you still be faithful to your responsibilities and duties? Many, many years ago in our house, we listened to a tape by Derek Prince. I still remember it very distinctly. Derek Prince is a charismatic preacher and teacher. Wrote many books and many talks, many tapes that you could listen to Derek. But this one I remember very clearly because he talked about the phrase, longing for his appearing. He was talking about 2 Timothy 4 in this particular case, but the same phrase pretty much is used here. And he said, who are we that long for his appearing? Are we longing for judgment, or are we longing to see him face to face? And he suggested that it was far more important for us to long for his appearing simply to be with him, to gaze upon him. The judgment he brings is the judgment he brings. It's not our thing. It's not our problem, and it's something that we may play some part in, but a very limited part. Our main thing is that we are eagerly waiting to see him face to face, not because of our righteousness, and that's the point of this whole passage in Hebrews, but because of his blood, that we know that we're going to be able to see him face to face, and it will be something of joy and delight, of a fulfillment of hope and longing for all of us.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.